Revelation 9, the most terrifying chapter in the Bible, a dire warning. In the Bible, there is a chapter that instills profound fear and awe in both believers and non-believers alike. Revelation 9 is often regarded as the most frightening chapter in the Bible. This chapter paints a vivid and unsettling picture of the ultimate struggle between good and evil, the terrifying consequences of turning away from God, and the unstoppable power of God's judgment. With its apocalyptic imagery and profound messages, this chapter serves as a powerful reminder of God's sovereignty and the critical importance of repentance and prayer in the face of impending judgment. Revelation 9 begins with a dramatic and terrifying scene. The fifth angel sounds his trumpet, signaling the release of unprecedented horrors upon the earth. John, the beloved apostle of Jesus Christ, vividly describes the vision given to him. He sees a star that had fallen from heaven to earth, and to this star is given the key to the shaft of the abyss. This star, often understood as a fallen angel, or possibly Satan himself, unlocks the abyss, releasing smoke that darkens the sun in the air. From this smoke, locusts emerge, but these are no ordinary locusts. They are demonic entities endowed with the power to torment those who do not bear the seal of God on their foreheads. The imagery used by John is both terrifying and symbolic. These locusts, described as having the appearance of horses prepared for battle, with crowns of gold, human-like faces, hair like women's hair, and teeth like lion's teeth, represent the demonic forces unleashed during the tribulation. They wear breastplates like iron, and the sound of their wings is like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. These creatures are granted the power to torment people for 5 months. The pain inflicted by these locusts is likened to the sting of a scorpion, a metaphor for the excruciating spiritual and physical torment that awaits those who have turned away from God. The description of these locusts serves as a stark reminder of the spiritual warfare that rages unseen and the severe consequences of living a life separated from God's grace. As the locusts spread across the earth, their mission becomes clear: to torment those who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. These demonic locusts are instructed not to harm the grass of the earth or any green plant or tree, but only those people who lack God's protective seal. Their torment is so severe that people will seek death, but death will elude them. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. This period of torment serves as a profound warning about the consequences of rejecting God in His salvation. It underscores the importance of living a life devoted to Jesus Christ and adhering to the teachings of the Bible. For those who remain faithful and bear the seal of God, there is protection and refuge from the horrors described. The seal of God represents His promise to protect and preserve those who are His, even in the midst of the greatest trials. The detailed description of the locusts adds to the terror of the vision. Their appearance is otherworldly and grotesque. They look like horses prepared for battle, wearing something like crowns of gold on their heads. Their faces resemble human faces, a detail that emphasizes their demonic intelligence and cunning. Their hair is like women's hair, and their teeth are like lion's teeth, suggesting both beauty and ferocity. They have breastplates like iron, indicating their invulnerability and the futility of human efforts to resist them. The sound of their wings is like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle, creating a sense of overwhelming power and impending doom. They have tails and stings like scorpions, and in their tails they have power to torment people for 5 months. The locusts have a king over them, the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek is Apollyon, which means destroyer. This ruler of the demonic locusts symbolizes ultimate destruction and chaos. His name itself is a testament to the purpose of his existence, to bring about destruction and torment upon the earth. The presence of such a ruler underscores the organized and deliberate nature of the demonic forces unleashed during the tribulation. The description of Abaddon, Greek Apollyon, serves as a reminder of the power and influence of demonic forces in the spiritual realm. It is a call to believers to remain vigilant and steadfast in their faith, trusting in God's protection and seeking His guidance through prayer and devotion. As the narrative progresses, the sixth angel sounds his trumpet, bringing forth even more catastrophic events. Four angels who had been bound at the great river Euphrates are released to kill a third of mankind. These angels, once restrained, now bring about massive destruction, emphasizing the severity of God's judgment. The army that follows, numbering 200 million, is a formidable force of destruction, equipped with horses that breathe fire, smoke, and sulfur. The riders' breastplates are described as fiery red, dark blue, and yellow as sulfur, and the heads of the horses resemble lions, with tails that are like serpents. This vivid and terrifying imagery underscores the severity of God's judgment and the reality of the spiritual warfare that rages unseen. The army of 200 million is an overwhelming force, symbolizing the vast and destructive power of the demonic forces. The horses in this vision have heads like lions, breathing out fire, smoke, and sulfur. Their tails are like serpents, capable of inflicting harm. This imagery conveys the totality of their destructive power and the hopelessness of resisting their onslaught. The destruction brought by this army results in the death of a third of mankind, a staggering loss of life that highlights the magnitude of God's judgment. This event serves as a stark reminder of the consequences of sin and the reality of divine retribution. It is a call to repentance and a warning of the ultimate consequences of turning away from God. Despite the severe judgments and the clear display of God's power, many people refuse to repent of their sins and turn to God. Revelation 9 concludes with a sobering reflection on the hardness of human hearts. They continue to worship idols, practice sorcery, engage in sexual immorality, and commit thefts. This stubbornness and refusal to acknowledge God's sovereignty serve as a poignant reminder of the human tendency to resist divine authority and cling to sinful behaviors. In this context, Revelation 9 becomes a call to evangelism and mission work. It emphasizes the urgency of spreading the gospel and sharing the message of salvation through Jesus Christ. By reaching out to those who are lost and guiding them towards repentance and faith, Christians can fulfill their calling to be witnesses of God's love and mercy. The chapter challenges believers to be bold in their faith, to proclaim the truth of the scriptures, and to stand firm in the face of opposition. Central to the message of Revelation 9 is the concept of the seal of God. This seal, a mark of divine protection and ownership, distinguishes the faithful from those who are subject to the torments described in this chapter. Those who bear the seal of God on their foreheads are spared from the demonic torment unleashed by the locusts. This seal represents God's promise to protect and preserve those who are His, even in the midst of the greatest trials. The seal of God is not a physical mark, but a spiritual one, signifying a deep and personal commitment to God and His teachings. It is a symbol of the Holy Spirit's presence in the lives of believers, guiding them, protecting them, and sealing them for the day of redemption. This concept of sealing is also seen in Ephesians 1:13-14, where Paul writes, "In Him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of His glory." This sealing is a powerful reminder of God's faithfulness and the security that comes from being in a relationship with Him. It is a call to live lives that reflect God's holiness and to remain faithful, even in the face of persecution and tribulation. The seal of God assures believers that they are under His divine protection and that nothing can separate them from His love. Despite the terrifying events described in Revelation 9, the overarching message of the book of Revelation is one of hope and victory. It is a reminder that, in the end, good will triumph over evil, and God's kingdom will be established in its fullness. The demonic forces unleashed in this chapter are ultimately under God's control, and their actions serve to fulfill His divine purposes. The final victory is assured through the return of Jesus Christ, who will come to judge the living and the dead, and to establish His eternal kingdom. This promise of Christ's return is a central theme throughout the book of Revelation, and it is mentioned 318 times in the Bible, making it the most frequently mentioned prediction. For believers, this promise is a source of hope and encouragement, assuring them that their faithfulness will be rewarded and that God's justice will prevail. In conclusion, Revelation 9 is a chapter that instills fear and awe, but it is also a chapter that calls for profound reflection on one's faith and relationship with God. It serves as a powerful reminder of the consequences of sin, the reality of spiritual warfare, and the ultimate victory of God's kingdom. By studying this chapter and heeding its warnings, believers can strengthen their faith, deepen their devotion, and prepare themselves for the challenges that lie ahead. In the face of the terrifying imagery and the dire warnings, the message of Revelation 9 is ultimately one of hope and redemption for those who remain faithful to God in His teachings. It is a call to repentance, prayer, and unwavering faith in Jesus Christ. It is an invitation to trust in God's sovereignty, to seek His protection, and to live lives that reflect His holiness. As we contemplate the profound messages of Revelation 9, let us be reminded of the importance of staying close to God, seeking His guidance through prayer, and remaining steadfast in our faith. Let us draw inspiration from the examples of the saints, the Virgin Mary, and all those who have gone before us, bearing the seal of God and standing firm in their faith. And let us be bold in our witness, sharing the message of salvation with a world in need of hope and redemption. In the end, Revelation 9 is not just a chapter of fear, but a powerful testament to the love, justice, and sovereignty of our Almighty God. It is a reminder that, even in the midst of tribulation, God's grace is sufficient, His promises are sure, and His victory is certain. May we find comfort and strength in these truths as we navigate the challenges of our faith journey, ever mindful of the hope that lies ahead in the return of our Lord Jesus Christ.